Good afternoon. Now we're now going to catch up with the head coach up at Mercer and Melissa Hill. Lady Cardinals, I was just saying this is going to bend my brain a little bit. We're recording this Tuesday morning. It's going to air Wednesday. One of those deals with the Labor Day holiday where we don't air the shows on Labor Day because I'm not in the office on Labor Day. So there you go. Gilman City Tuesday, trip to Winston tomorrow night. East Harrison tournament coming up Saturday for the Lady Cardinals. Coach, rough time of things against Putnam County, but we know what the Midgets have as a program. You came back with two really good conference victories, though, last week to finish out the week. How did you feel like the girls played?
You know, when I look back, and I look back at Putnam as well, I look at our game. It was our season opener last year as well. I think maybe it was just a head case of nerves coming in this year. I don't really know why. We had a good bunch of girls who were just as competitive and just as fundamentally sound as we were last year, but we were much, much more competitive offensively last year. We couldn't really get the bats going as early as we would like to. So it was a rough opener, not really a lot of defensive errors. We just couldn't find ourselves, putting girls, bringing them in. So we had a couple of innings where we even left bases loaded. So we were just offensively leaving girls stranded and not moving them around like we would like to, and not really doing that until late in the game. So that was kind of frustrating, but definitely not really disappointed defensively because we didn't have tons of errors. Conference-wise, we had a couple of nice conference openers and conference wins. East Harrison, we kind of started off strong and just continued through Grundy. I was super pleased with the girls defensively. Offensively, again, the score definitely showed a win, but offensively, those runs were a little later in the game than I would have liked to have seen. So the bats had a slow start.
I have to remind myself all the time that with the HDC now being a smaller conference school-wise, that you play teams home and away. So this is not your only go-around Tuesday night with Gilman City this year. But, that's a good Gilman City team. You guys, from an HDC perspective, prove you're a good team with your victories last week. This is a big Tuesday night test for both teams.
Yes, Gilman City has always done really well. You can kind of watch them playing other teams and watch them in other games, and sometimes, the girls will compare and go, oh, well, this is this and this is that, and I'm like, well, it never seems to fail that Gilman City always brings their A game when we see them, whether it's home or away. So definitely the girls are going to have to play a clean game defensively and come out strong offensively from the first inning. So,
what's the biggest? I think it was this case last year as well with playing your conference opponents home and away. Has that changed just the conference in a big way in your eyes over the last couple of falls?
I don't really think it's changed the conference so much. I mean, I do think it's definitely allowed our schedule or given our schedule kind of a moment where we've had to maybe take away a couple of other games against some other teams that you don't normally see, because now having to make sure you get in that extra game and seeing everybody twice, which is fine, but there are a handful of games that, with some other teams that you may have seen, which would have allowed you to just kind of see things differently in a different competitive perspective. Now you're having to plug in those games and make sure you get those in twice.
I feel like, too, that especially from the conference perspective, Gilman City is a game that, from your perspective, I'm sure you want to go out, protect your home field, and get a W. That game at Winston on Thursday, I've heard really good things about this Winston-Pattonsburg team this year, and having to make that long trip down there, I'm sure you feel the same way. That'll tell me a little bit about Mercer as well.
Winston has always been a decent team, especially a competitive team for Mercer. We did actually see them this summer. We played them in the GRC, and they were Winston and Pattonsburg were co-opted as well this summer, and they were a strong team this summer, played very well. Courtney Estes, their pitcher, does an absolute amazing job, so she's just a lefty that our girls need to learn that she's definitely going to she's going to hit that outside corner every single time, and she lives there. She's just a strong, consistent pitcher, so just something that our girls have to know mentally going into to get their heads ready to swing at that outside pitch.
You go to the East Harrison tournament on Saturday. You're giving me some of the matchups off the air before we started the interview, but for those that are listening in that want to go support the Lady Cardinals Saturday, when and who will you be playing?
Our first matchup on Saturday will be against North Harrison at 10:40.
Outstanding. Next week, and we'll save this conversation for Monday, it'll be Princeton-Mercer week. Princeton will be at Mercer on Monday, then Tri-County-Mercer on Tuesday, the 13th, for a trip back to East Harrison on Thursday, the 15th. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.